1. From Pompey to the end of the Hasmonean priestly rule, 63 to 37 BCE. 2. The reign of Herod the Great, 40 or 37 to 4 BCE. The birth of Jesus, circa 6 or 5 BCE. Herod Archelaus, 4 BCE to 6 CE, Roman prefects, 6 to 41 CE, Herod Antipas, 4 BCE to 39 CE, the public ministry and death of Jesus, 29 to 30 CE. 4. Agrippa I, 41 to 44 CE, Roman procurators, 44 to 66 CE, First Rebellion, 66 to 70 or 73 or 4 CE. The beginning of Judeo-Christianity and the career of St. Paul. 5. From the fall of Jerusalem to the end of the Second Rebellion under Hadrian, the departure of Christianity from its Jewish social setting, 70 to 135 CE. Two features distinguish this work from any run-of-the-mill who's who in the Bible. The first is its dominant, strictly historical, as opposed to denominational, religious perspective. And second is the illustrative material selected for it, which consists exclusively of sober ancient artifacts, statues, coins, buildings, and inscriptions, rather than beautiful medieval mosaics or early modern paintings. The first century CE fishing boat retrieved from the bottom of the Lake of Galilee is valued more highly than the artistic imagination of Renaissance painters for bringing the reader close to St. Peter. The Rise and Glory of the Hasmoneans, 164 to 67 BCE. After 2.5 centuries of Babylonian and Persian domination, followed by Greek overlordship introduced by Alexander the Great's conquest of the Near and Middle East, in 164 BCE, the Jews recovered their independence and complete self-government as a result of their successful armed resistance to the cultural and religious Hellenization imposed on them by the Greek monarch Antiochus IV Epiphanes, 175 to 164 BCE. The Hasmonean Jewish priestly family of Mattathias and his sons, surnamed the Maccabees, triumphed over the Seleucids of Syria and restored the Jewish worship, which had temporarily been transformed by Antiochus into the cult of Olympian Zeus, whose statue he had installed in the holy place in Jerusalem. The upheaval caused by the Hellenists, aided and abetted by Jewish upper-class allies, inaugurated a feverish anticipation of the final age of the eschatological and apocalyptic era, which was expected to culminate in the arrival of the final Redeemer, the King Messiah, foretold by the biblical prophets and anxiously awaited by pious Jews dreaming of freedom under God. The victorious Judas Maccabeus, 164 to 161 BCE, and his brother Jonathan, 161 to 143 or 2 BCE, defeated the enemy and restored a Jewish state. Jonathan, though not a scion of the sacerdotal dynasty which had held the pontificate since the time of King David, proclaimed himself high priest in 153 or 2 BCE. And Simon, another of the Maccabee brothers, established himself as hereditary religious and political head of the Jewish nation in 143 or 2 BCE. Simon's son, John Hyrcanus I, 135 or 4 to 104 BCE, and John's successors, Judas Aristobulus I, 104 to 103 BCE, and Jonathan...